I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Last Friday on the program, we met the band Phoenix. They had been nominated for a Grammy for Best Alternative Album. Well, last night, Phoenix, a French band that sings in English, won in that category, a boost in the street cred for French indie rock in the U.S. Here's another French artist who's also reminding us that not all French musicians have to sound or look like Charles Aznavour. Charlotte Gainsbourg. She's the daughter of English actress Jane Birkin and the legendary French singer-songwriter and provocateur Serge Gainsbourg, who died in 1991. Charlotte Gainsbourg has been defining her own path, though, as an actress and singer. She starred in last year's controversial film Antichrist. This year, she's come out with a new album. It's produced and largely written by the American hipster folky Beck. The album is called IRM. French for MRI. As The World's Adeline Sear explains, it deals with a frightening time in Gainsbourg's life.
In the summer of 2007, Charlotte Gainsbourg had a water skiing accident. At the time, she did not seem seriously injured. But 6 months later, she experienced a severe headache that went on for a week. An MRI revealed that she had suffered a brain hemorrhage, one that her doctor said should have killed her. Charlotte Gainsbourg recovered after surgery, but she kept worrying that everything was not all right, so her doctors kept ordering MRIs. And inside the MRI machine, Gainsbourg began to get ideas for a musical project.
Yeah, I think just being in that box, it's very chaotic the way the sounds are. What you can hear, it's a lot of different beats. It's quite nasty, but I think it was a way of escaping that box to imagine what we could do music-wise.
Gainsbourg asked Beck to produce her album. They started with discussions, ideas, and even French poetry she brought over to his studio in Los Angeles. They met on and off there over the course of 18 months, and Gainsbourg says Beck encouraged her to write her own songs.
I was always trying to write because he also pushed me, saying that it was so easy, and so he wanted me to write as much as I could, so I did come up with a few words, but nothing more than that.
That's because for Charlotte Gainsbourg, writing a song isn't easy. Her father, Serge Gainsbourg, was a revered figure in France, and she says his legacy weighs her down.
I'm embarrassed to say it's a weight because I'm so proud to be his daughter. But it's true that for me to express myself, especially in French, I find it impossible because I'm always reminded of what he has already done, and it's quite hard not to judge yourself. So for me, the English was a nice escape from those references, but I don't have the talent to write. I'm not comfortable with that. And I love the way Beck writes. I love his words. I love his ideas. It was just a great journey to be a part of his world while he was creating this.
Many of the songs on the album are about death or fear of death, but Gainsbourg wants to make one thing clear.
People always want me to talk about my father, and as if as soon as I was talking about some obscure presence, it has to be him, of course. It might, but it can be someone else too. And so when I talk about death, it can be my own death. It's not only my father's death.
But in this song, Le Chat du Café des Artistes, one thing does seem to come from her father, his trademark whispered delivery.
Que je sois, puisqu'il faut.
It's clear that Charlotte Gainsbourg is not an extroverted kind of entertainer, and nostalgia permeates the album's tunes.
There's a song that I really love called The Collector. I think because of what it says about the past, about the memories, but also the arrangement. It's quite an obscure song. There's also a lot of poetry at the end that I picked from Apollinaire. And and it's also a song where I play the piano. It was a classical song. Beck picked a little bit, but it became the piano theme for this song.
Beck may have taken over many aspects of the album's creation, but Charlotte Gainsbourg says her contribution comes through in the end.
I hope I influenced him enough. I think I did, because when I listen to the album, it is very personal, and I can see myself quite a lot inside his lyrics.
For The World, I'm Adeline Seale.
Charlotte Gainsbourg and Beck singing Heaven Can Wait from the album IRM. That's it for our show today. In our London office are Jason Caffrey, Alex Collins, and Matthew Exel. The world's engineers are Robin Moore, Tina Toby, and Mike Wilkins, with web and tech support from Catherine Murphy, Michael Rass, and Andrea Rule. We're online at theworld.org from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.